السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, today we had information of at least 5 janazas just in our little Durban. How many other janazas must have taken place in many other parts of the world? So it does not mean that death does not come when it is a holiday period. In fact, that is the time that we must be extra careful, we must be more on guard. That it's a holiday season, so we must not be caught out unaware. We must not be ghafil. We must not be negligent. A person must not be visited by the angel of death in a disco, cinema, rave club, theater, adultery, fornication, porn sites, prostitute quarters. A person has to be even more careful. Because when there's an abundance of sin, then the danger is that Allah Ta'ala's azab can come suddenly. And when the angel of death comes, then there is no question of extension of time. There is no extension of time after that. This is a majlis of zikr, so that is the mazmoon, that's the theme for tonight, which we have discussed many, many times, but for some time now we haven't read this ashar of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which gets us up from our slumber and sleep and from our negligence and reminds us of this reality, something on which there is no difference of opinion, irrespective of which religion a person belongs to, which faith he belongs to, which color he belongs to, which country he belongs to. There's no difference of opinion with regards to death itself. The rich or the poor, king or the beggar, rulers of governments, ordinary citizens of the land, whoever it may be, there's no difference of opinion that death is a certainty. It is the most certain thing. Besides, of course, the taxes in this country. The taxes will be implemented. So death will come. There can be differences of opinion after death, what will happen. Lots of differences. The disbelievers will say, you turn to dust, therefore do whatever you have to do now. So there is no extension after that. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. So therefore tonight we will read again some ashar from Muraqaba Maut. تو برائے بندگی ہے یاد رکھ بحر سر افگندگی ہے یاد رکھ ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ چند روزہ زندگی ہے یاد رکھ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. We have been created for the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are his slaves, we are his servants, and we are his slaves with every part of our body. We cannot be slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in some aspects of our lives, and other aspects of our lives we are say we are the masters. Because masters make decisions. Masters, they make the decisions. And the slaves have to implement those decisions, those orders, those commands. The slaves have to implement. The masters make the decisions. So if we have to look at our lives, it seems as if in some aspects of our lives we say, O Allah, you are the master. You are our Malik. And in other aspects of our lives, in other avenues, then there we say that we are the masters. We will make the decision. We will decide what to do. What pleasures we must enjoy, we will make the decision. Whether you are pleased or not pleased is immaterial to us. Now can that be a slave who says that only in certain aspects of my life I will be your slave? Those who lived in the time when there was slavery, of course all of them are practically in the graves. But if you have to ask them at that time, what was slavery and who was a master? Then we would have understood. So tu baraye bandagi hai yaad rakh, wa ma khalaqatul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun ay liya'rifun. Recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and make his ibadat. Come to Allah ta'ala through the root of ibadat. Every aspect of our life we have to be slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether it is in our business, whether it's in our home life, whether it's in our entertainment and pleasures of life, there too we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala says it's permissible to enjoy this entertainment, then we will enjoy it. Whatever is halal Allah Ta'ala has made, we will enjoy it. But if Allah Ta'ala is displeased with it, then we will distance ourselves from it. That's the slave. He will keep looking towards his master. That what is your hukam, O my Allah? I gave you that example that on one occasion when my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum was down here and one little child was brought to him. So he gave the child one trophy. So the child in the arm of the father turned his face away, did not accept that trophy. Turned its face away. So the father then told the child, take the toffee, Hazrat is giving you toffee, take it, take the sweet. So when the father said, take it, then that little child in the hand took that toffee and accepted it. Now this is something that is very common, it's not something unusual, it's not something out of the ordinary. It happens every time. Sometimes a child comes and feels a bit scared and does not accept. But those who are Allah walas, they take lessons from all these incidents. So he said, look what this child has taught us. What a beautiful lesson. that I was a stranger to this child. So when I gave this child a toffee, the child didn't just accept it, first looked at the father. When the father said, take it, then the child took it. So, bacche ne pehle apne abba ko dekha. So, hum pehle apne rabba ko dekhenge. We will first look at our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, must I accept this toffee or must not accept it? There are lots of toffees on the streets with different kinds of wrappings. Some with shining wrappers. But we will ask Allah Ta'ala, is it permissible for me to accept even looking at these toffees which are on the streets and in the beachfront and in the parks? Is it permissible for me to even go close to these toffees or to engage in any kind of haram discussion with them or to have any kind of illicit relationship with them? We will first look at our Allah Ta'ala. If He says that this woman is permissible for you, you can marry her, then we will marry that woman. But if Allah Ta'ala says that I am displeased with your even casting glance at this woman, then we are going to lower our gaze. That's a slave. And if we cannot do that, then it means that we are not slaves of Allah Ta'ala. We are only making bold and loud claims only. So, tu barae bandagi hai yaad rakh, bahre saraf gandagi hai yaad rakh. ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ. بحر سرف گندگی means to bow down before Allah تبارک و تعالی. That's what we have been created for. And don't ever think that in the obedience of Allah تعالی there's going to be no enjoyment. That's the time you will get true enjoyment. You can be surrounded by worldly wealth, fame, name and everything. But if Allah Ta'ala makes the heart of the person restless because of his disobedience, then with everything in the person's possession, the person will not have any kind of sukoon and peace. There are many people, multi-billionaires, but there's no peace in their lives. So it's not the wealth that is bad. A person can be a multi-millionaire, billionaire, he can have trillions. One person invited me from Harare the other day, he was here. He says, please, Maulana, come down to Harare. Have some programs there. I said, but I don't have that size of a bag to carry your dollars. For a few dollars, you get $1 trillion of Zimbabwe. What a size bag I have to bring to carry those dollars. So he said, no problem. Now we've got $250 billion to one note of $250 billion. So $500 million. So a person can have any amount, that is not the issue. It is what is he using it for, how did he earn it. Everything is dependent on that. Allah Ta'ala will give even the king sukoon if he is obedient. And Allah Ta'ala will make the pauper restless if he is disobedient. And he will also make the pauper full of sukoon in his heart if he is obedient. And the king restless if he is disobedient. So, warna phir sharmindagi hai yaad rakh. Otherwise, it's sharmindagi. There'll be embarrassment, shame in the qabr, in the akhirat. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. In the morning when we get up, look one time properly at our buildings, our cars, the bank balance statement. Look at the faces of our wives, our children. Look at everything around us. And then, just think whether we will have the opportunity to return from work and see it again. How many people? They left home, they never came back. So this is one thing that is certain is going to happen. So why should we be disobedient to Allah Ta'ala? Enjoy the ni'mats within the parameters of Sharia. Nobody stops us. That's the time we'll get true enjoyment of those ni'mats, when Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased.
तूने मनसब भी अगर पाया तो क्या, गंजे सीमो जर भी हाथ आया तो क्या, قصر عالی شان بھی بنوایا تو کیا دب دبا بھی اپنا دکھلایا تو کیا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے
Many times I've mentioned that this is the break. The remembrance of death is that break. When a person wants to go to the reef club, now the thought that what if my death comes in that reef club? So that's the break. The person wants to go and commit adultery, fornication, says what if my death comes in that state? Then I won't be even a believer. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. When a person is committing zina, at that time he's not even a mu'min. It is said that that iman leaves him, comes above him like our cloud above a person. So what if his death comes away in that state? How he'll be leaving the world? And then on the day of Qiyamah, he will rise exactly like that too. So this is a break. Person wants to steal, he says, what if my hand is just on that goods and death comes? I am shot by the police or heart failure takes place. How many people's visas of life have been cancelled suddenly? Suddenly, no information, no bells were ringing, no SMS messages came, and nobody informed. Suddenly the person is gone. One of our brothers, they say this was 24 years old or something, the one that passed away today. Went to sleep and didn't get up. Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, and all those who passed away, Allah make the maghfirat, give them Jannatul Firdaus. So there's no guarantee that if we are fit and healthy and we will go to sleep, then we'll definitely get up in the morning. If we must have our house in order, and something that I've repeatedly said and I've mentioned it throughout wherever I went, even now recently on the England trip, and those youngsters, they appreciated it. They said, first time we heard this. They came and told me, first time we heard this, and we will make sure that we clean up whatever we have on our computers, on the cell phones, on the files, or wherever it is stored. Evidence of sins. Some people have taken filthy photographs and they are stored on the cell phones, on the computers. Some people have got other kinds of skeletons in their cupboards. And every person thinks that if I have to go, then my wife will sort out everything. And the wife thinks if I go, my husband will sort out everything. But how many times the wife is gone, two husband is gone, two both gone together. Then the children will have access to those filthy photographs and pictures and those letters and those indecent SMS messages, everything that was recorded. Now everyone, the world will have access to that. How many girls have been blackmailed after they have given their photographs and after they have given their information or after they have had messages sent? How many of them have been blackmailed? Won't we take lessons from all that? My dear young friends, this is not life, that is not enjoyment. That is buying problems, that's buying restlessness. Your future life can be ruined. Your marriages can be ruined. People can just pop up from somewhere and say, look, this is the photograph. Where are you marrying this person? Where you married this person? What will we do then? Or after death, they will circulate that and say, this is what the person was up to. So don't keep evidence of sins, accidental sins that took place in one's life, make sincere tawbah from it. Or even deliberate sins, make sincere tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, that is what it means. That no matter how far you may have gone, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean and the grains of sand on earth, and the raindrops that fall from the skies and the leaves of trees of the world, it is only Allah Ta'ala who is prepared to forgive that. But the person who is persistent, then someday it will get exposed. The cat keeps on putting its stool under the sand and thinks that nothing is happening. Nobody is coming to know. And then one day heavy rain comes and all the filth is exposed. So don't think we will bury it under the sand. There's no time now. The time is expiring. We are living in a world where there's tsunamis, earthquakes, gale force winds. Look at all the heavy downpours that we had recently. As soon as the sun shines, I say, as soon as the sun shines, we forget what we went through yesterday. So he says, "Tune mansab bhi agar paya to kya?" If you became a cabinet minister, you became a government official, you became a prime minister, you became a president, you have got chain of degrees and qualifications. The person has got great recognition in the society because of his achievements. Then what? How long? If he's got all those things and he's also obedient to the Allah Ta'ala, then we'll say Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. Then we'll express happiness. We'll ask Allah Ta'ala, bless the person with long life, with good health, and increase the ni'mats and bounties upon him. That's what we'll say. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, to koi judge. Many times you've heard this. But I take great enjoyment when I say it. Whether you enjoy it or not. Do I have to always worry whether you are enjoying? I get great enjoyment when I repeat this. He says, no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj in a person's life. Then what happiness does it give if the person says he's a gentleman? He says, Maulana, this is a gentleman. But he's clean shaven, his pant is flowing below the ankles, and he's in illicit love relationships, and he's taking interest and giving interest, and he's in all kinds of haram, but he's a gentleman. So why is he a gentleman? Because he's very polite, Maulana, very polite. Speaks very softly to everybody. When he asks you for interest also, he takes it very politely. He says, put it in this pocket, left or right, no matter, whichever pocket you put it, as long as you give me the interest. That's why he's a gentleman. So he says, no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj, to khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, ke koi judge. So whether the person becomes a judge also gives us no happiness. But that judge who is a Muslim judge, true Muslim, that teacher, that lawyer, that doctor, that engineer, who is a true Muslim, will give us great enjoyment, great happiness. Ganj seemo zar bhi haath aaya to kya? Even if all the gold and silver mines came in your hands, so what? Qasr-e aali shaan bhi banwaya to kya? Even if you built huge palaces, so what? Haven't we seen palaces of the kings? Where are those kings? The palaces are here on the ground, but where are the kings? They have gone underground. Dab daba bhi apna dikhlaya to kya? Even if a person is a dictator, so what? He kept on threatening people. I will do this to you and I'll do that to you. So what? How long? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Daf'atan sar par jo a pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Daf'atan sar par jo a pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Jayega ye bebaha mauqa nikal, phir na haath aayegi umre bebadal. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Daf'atan sar par jo aap ho. Suddenly if death comes, फिर कहा तू और कहां दारुल अमल, देन कैन यू डू एनी गुड डीज आफ्टर दैट. दिस गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी ही सेज विल बी लॉस्ट, वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू डू एनीथिंग आफ्टर द एंजल ऑफ डेथ हैज विजिटेड एंड वी विल नॉट इवन गेट वन सेकंड ऑफ दैट लाइफ विच हैज गॉन. There will be no extension of any kind to that life. No bribery will work. The angels are not employed by our Home Affairs Department. No bribery will work. No extension of visas with a little bit of bribery. Nikal jayega, time will be out. Wallah, the enjoyment we will get if we become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If only there was some way that every person could have seen what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives to those who are His friends, His walis. If a person could have seen it from the outside, then there would be nobody left on the surface of the earth who will not be wanting to be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala keeps it a secret, He gives it within the heart. And sometimes outside Allah Ta'ala creates such conditions that the people that are looking, they will say, how can this person be enjoying when he's got so much of aches and pains and the person is in a hospital bed and that person is in poverty and he doesn't even have a decent set of clothes and he's got patches on his clothes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he passed away, 14 patches on his kurta. But what was his position in the eye of Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, when he was made shaheed, his nose was cut, his ears were cut, the heart, liver was removed. What was his position in the eye of Allah Ta'ala? Sayyidu shuhada. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes conceals it. So therefore he says, daf'atan sar par jo aa pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Where will there be darul amal after that? Everything will be gone. And I will conclude for tonight. It's a lengthy poetry of his, but now and again we do read here and there. Aane wale kis taali jayegi, aane wale kis taali jayegi, jaan teri jaane wale jayegi. आने वाली किस टाली जाएगी, जान तेरी जाने वाली जाएगी. रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी. तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी. The soul will be extracted from every limb and every part of the body. Those who have sat near someone that is leaving this world, you can say what you want, you can talk, you can try and distract that person, but that person's mind is somewhere else, he's looking at something else. The gaze is on someone else. Those angels of death were extracting that soul from his body. Ruh rag rag se nikali jayegi, jaan teri jaane wali jayegi. And who can ward off? Aane wali kis se tali jayegi? Can anyone push away those angels of death? Can anyone say, though I'm not ready, come tomorrow? Or can anyone say that you're not allowed into my premises? How can you just enter? You must first seek permission. Don't you know what a big shot I was? Nobody could have just reached me without going through 10 secretaries. No one can ward off the angel of death. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. And thereafter the person will be laid to rest in the grave and tons of sand will be put above it. All the jumping and dancing and everything has come to an end. Now it's only the good deeds that will help him in the grave, otherwise nothing to his assistance. Everything is gone. Tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. They'll be taking sand and throwing, minha khalaqnakum wa minha wa fiha nu'idukum. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. We are created of dust, return to dust. On the day will be again resurrection. That's the gist of it. So what will come to our assistance then? Will this cinemas, discos, rave clubs, TVs, movies, everything that we were finding enjoyment and pleasure in, and we thought that they were giving us such kind of companionship. Lots of people say that that's my companion, how can I do without it? So will that come to the assistance of anyone? The only thing will come will again be the good deeds. And I've given that example many times of these emergency lights that we have. That if they are plugged on, switched on, then they are charging all the time. But from the outside, you can't see anything happening. But the moment there is what they call the load shedding, or when the Itegwini municipality switches off, so then immediately it comes on and it lights up the whole masjid, our homes and our business, streets and everything else. If these emergency lights were charging. So if we have been charging these lights, if we have been doing namaz, roza, zakat, charities, taking care of the poor, the needy, fulfilling the people's rights, earning halal, doing everything, then there's no darkness in the grave. Then we mustn't picture the person was put into the grave and he was squeezed there and there's darkness there, nothing like that. Straight away, up till his eyes can see, the grave will be expanded. The window of Jannat will be open. The fragrance will come. You'll be told, Nam ka naumatil arus, sleep like a new bride. So therefore, we must not waste these valuable golden opportunities that Allah Ta'ala gives us to remember Him. Enjoy the good things of life. Make it a means of gaining the akhirat. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with that. Why did Allah Ta'ala create the heavens and the earth? For us to make use of. Some water.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबा ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह ला इलाह illallah la ilaha 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 illallah tere siwa maabood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ, دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں, جنوں انسو حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین, کونو مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین, کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ, یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے, تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے, سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے, سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ, نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیا. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up. They have entered into partnership. They have collaborated. And they have brought destruction upon me. They are leading me to the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. They want to drag me down into the pit fire of hell. Hey, mere Mawla, meri madad karo. Oh, my beloved Allah, help me, help me, help me. There is no one more sinful than myself, oh, my beloved Allah, on the surface of this earth in your creation. Each and every one of us must consider ourselves to be the worst. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai, ya Rab, but my beloved Allah, you are ghaffar, you are most forgiving, irrespective of how far I may have gone. But I am ashamed of the sins that I have committed in my life. I want to return to you. I do not wish to proceed any more in this life of restlessness, in this path of sins, in this path of destruction, in this path of vices and evils. How long am I going to go in this direction? Angel of death is sure to visit me. Allah, you are very forgiving, very, very forgiving, very merciful. You dearly love forgiveness. Baksh de mere sare guna. Forgive all my sins, O my beloved Allah. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zubaan ae mere ilah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 إلا الله 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 إلا الله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد مبارك وسلم. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ey Rabbe Kareem, Ey Rabbe Kareem. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghir. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghir. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghir. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah, most generous, most kind Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah, after taking your Mubarak name. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. The more we extend them before you, the more happy and pleased you become. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. My beloved Allah, all treasures lie with you. Our lives are in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs all in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. The homes in which we live in your control. My beloved Allah, if you order the earth to shake, no superpower of the world can stop it from shaking. My beloved Allah, the heavens and the earth in your control. You could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. You could have seized us the moment we were engaged in haram activities. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us that very moment. But how loving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. My beloved Allah, the sins that we have committed of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Any other Allah would have destroyed us. It is only you, my beloved Allah, who dearly loves forgiveness of sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed. Deep-hearted shame, my beloved Allah, that we used your bounties for your disobedience. Hum sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai. Siyakar hai. Badkar hai. Mujrim wa khatakar hai. Hum bande magar tere hai. We are your slaves, my Allah. Where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, it can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go? نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ We want your protection, my beloved Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. How can there be any such thing as darkness for you, my Allah, who has blessed billions and billions of people with sight? We are fooling ourselves if we thought no one was watching us. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, if we have trampled upon the rights of others, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from them. Give us the tawfiq to repay to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, Give us the tawfiq to make qazas of our namazes that we have missed, of the fast that we have missed. Give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to fulfill your rights, the rights of Rasooli Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. Ya Allah, bless us with such akhlaq and such character that people watch us and come into the fold of Islam instead of distancing themselves from Islam. My beloved Allah, make us all your walis. There is no shortage in your treasures, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, make us all your walis. Make us your friends. Make us yours and become ours. Make a decision of change for us, my Allah. Make a decision of change. Nobody is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you. Tujhe koi poochne wala nahi hai. Mere Allah, hamara kaam ban jayega. You will become pleased. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become pleased and we will become pleased. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you become ours, then everything will be ours. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. My beloved Allah, within our hearts there will be sukoon, there will be peace, tranquility, enjoyment of a kind which even the kings are not aware of. But if you are not ours, then in spite of having everything, we'll be restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, we know that due to our sins, we are living in fear all the time. In spite of everything that we have, there is no question of enjoyment of the true and the real kind. We have become prisoners in our homes, prisoners in our cars, prisoners in our business houses. My beloved Allah, change the conditions. It's not difficult for you. Forgive the ummah and change the conditions. Change the conditions of insecurity to security. My beloved Allah, change the conditions. It is within your power, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Change, my beloved Allah, the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us peace, contentment, satisfaction. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. My beloved Allah, bless us with such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. With your power of jazm, make us yours. My beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat, in the ocean of yaqeen, in the ocean of tawakkul and trust. Make us the fish, my beloved Allah, that is deep down in the ocean of marifat. We know that when the sardines come, then it can be plucked up by even little children. Ya Allah, don't make us such a kind of fish that can be snatched away by nafs and shaitan. Let us be deep down in the ocean, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah,
Oh, my beloved Allah, 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 Allah.
Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Those who are sick, daily give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, wherever anyone will be who is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are affected by seher and jadu and jinn, Ya Allah, give them shifa and cure from those ailments. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, my beloved Allah, those children are growing up in times of great fitnas. Give those children the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to be obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to parents. Give the parents the himmat and courage to throw out of their lives and homes all those things that are causing such corruption in the lives of their children. Ya Allah, give the parents the himmat. My Allah, we know what are the things that are causing corruption in the lives of our children. Give us the himmat to give them the proper upbringing, so that they may become the coolness of our eyes. So that they may become sadqa jariya for us. Ya Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their parents, their families, their children, whoever they have left behind, Ya Allah, give them sabre jameel, ajre azeem. And when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or cinema or theater or gambling den, or in adultery or fornication, or watching some filth on the internet site or television screen, or in any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. My beloved Allah. It is such a secret, my beloved Allah. None of us knows when the angel of death is going to strike the sword on our necks. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. My beloved Allah, we have heard that wherever the beloved is, that is the city of his lover. What can I then say of the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. My beloved Allah, the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil'alameen. Ya shafi'a al-muzdibin. Ya Allah, let our soul depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh daawat ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he loved his ummah. That ummah is suffering throughout the globe, my Allah. Remove their difficulties, their suffering, their pain and problem. My beloved Allah, give hidayat to those who are oppressors, those who are tyrannizing, those who are suppressing. Bless them with hidayat. Bless them with iman and Islam. But if they have become arrogant and obstinate and made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny and persecution and torture. Then destroy them as you destroyed the nations of the past who rejected the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after the zikrullah. My Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. My beloved Allah, you are well aware. You look into hearts. You know the condition of each and every individual. You are well aware, my beloved Allah. We are not aware, but you are aware what their difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problems are. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the hardship, the problems, the sicknesses, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.